Let's talk about that, Merrill Hodge. How good is this New England defense, and how good a game is this going to be? Do you think Marty can overcome the so-called jinx?
Well, I believe he can. You know, Len mentioned, you know, they have more than LaDainian Tomlinson, which is so true and makes them so dangerous. You know, if you look at San Diego, they have a variety of ways to beat you. And when I mean, if you just take the running game, for example, one of their greats, the one staple run that they have is the power, and they run it to the left. In fact, there's been games where they've run it anywhere from a dozen times during the course of the game, and teams just can't stop them. But they have different ways to run the football. You know, they have their option that they get to the perimeter. They have perimeter running game. They run to the right side as well as to the left side. They have a good draw game off of it. So it isn't just about taking away the power on the left side, you know, or taking away their perimeter run. You almost have to take away all of it, and then they do the reverse action off it. So they have a lot of things you got to take away if you're going to contain LT, which is going to be difficult. Now in the passing game, you know, they're not limited to Antonio Gates. And Antonio Gates is a special player in the sense that he doesn't just play in the hash area. They'll line him up wide, and people will treat him as their best wide receiver. So, you know, they'll put corners on him, and he beats those guys. So they have wide receivers that can beat you down the field. They can attack you short. Then we didn't even talk about all of the so-called trick plays or the, you know, the gadget plays with LT where he throws the football and they do some things from that perspective. So there's a lot of things that you have to be able to take away. I mean, granted, you're going to try to take away some of the things, but you can't take away all of them. And those other things that you can't take away, they still have the ability to beat you. So, you know, and obviously Phillip Rivers has struggled. You know, there was a couple weeks where he struggled. You know, people will tend to say, oh, he's going to struggle. And I just don't think so in this game. You know, I go to a team that he probably had one of his best performances of the year that kind of broke them out when he had really kind of played poorly or had been inept is when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers on a Monday night. He made a throw to Antonio Gates, I think changed their season when Joey Porter was covering him. So, you know, when you look at how guys played to this point, you know, even the last game of the year, I thought he played a lot better. I don't expect him to play bad. I expect him to play great. And they don't have to have him play great, though, in order to win because they have so many other things they can use to win.